Critics of the move, announced last week by Governor Spencer Cox, say an early end to the $300 weekly pandemic stimulus and other related benefits will hurt thousands of recipients by slashing their income before they are ready or able to re-enter the workforce. Chase Thomas is executive director of the Alliance for a Better Utah and says the move will force many workers to re-enter an economy that has not fully recovered from the COVID-19 crisis.
With the pandemic, we've learned that there are a lot of deficiencies with our existing economic system, whether it's the low level of unemployment benefits or also just going back to a severely deficient minimum wage.
Thomas also believes many Utahns are hesitant to return to the job market out of concern that the pandemic is not over yet.
It remains to be seen. We know that the pandemic is ongoing and that there are people that are still feeling unsafe going back to work. We also know that there are still industries that haven't fully recovered yet. So we'll see if this was a premature move by the governor over time.
George Hammond is chief economist at the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He says it's likely that the pandemic is causing long-term permanent changes to the American workforce.
This is an issue that has been building as we see continued large-scale retirements of older people as they reach that age. You know, the baby boom generation has been retiring in large numbers for years now, and it's going to continue to affect labor supply.
Currently, about 28,000 Utahns are receiving the additional $300 a week federal benefit. Under Cox's plan, the unemployment stimulus and other federal payments, originally scheduled to end in early September, will now end in late June. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.